news.
You know, Matt, it's like what Rosanna Dana used to say, it's always something. That's what it seems like when it has to do with President Trump in the White House. But there's kind of two sides to this, including what was occurring with the NAFTA renegotiations. Here to talk about a little about that and things that are going on in D.C. is our Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
So let's see now. So NAFTA has been renamed USMCA. Is that correct? Or
USAMC, I think.
Okay.
But, United States of America, Mexico, Canada, I believe is what. And, I mean, I think your listeners probably know more about NAFTA than any listeners, any radio station in the state, because you and I have talked about it for so many years, and your coverage of this issue way back when it first passed, and it was one of the first votes I cast to oppose the North American Free Trade Agreement. So it's done a lot of damage to Lorain and Elyria and Ridgeville and Amherst and Vermilion and our whole community.
How does what has been renegotiated make it better?
Well, it's not clear yet. To me, the whole goal of this renegotiation is how do you stop jobs from shutting down in Lorain or Elyria and moving overseas and getting a tax break doing it. Unfortunately, a tax break's still there for a company that shuts down in Cleveland or Garfield Heights or Elyria and moves overseas. They get a 50% off coupon in their taxes. The president didn't address that in this negotiation, but there are things that are they're going in the right direction. I want to see strong labor and enforcement of labor laws so that it's not more attractive to go to Mexico than it is to stay in the United States. The tax problems are part of this that we need to fix. I think this is progress. We need to make sure Mexico passes its labor law reforms first, and there's still more to do on this agreement.
One thing that is headed now to the president's desk is this legislation for opioid package. What are the parts of this particular legislation?
Yeah, this is good news. It's, you know, we lose in Ohio 11 people a day yesterday, today, tomorrow, and the average will die. Would die from opioid overdose more than any state in the country. This bill, the state legislature, as corrupt as it is, has done very little. The feds are finally stepping up in a pretty big way on this. We have some provisions in the bill. My office wrote several parts of this bill. One of the things with Senator Portman was to be able to keep fentanyl through the Postal Service, to keep that very toxic synthetic opioid out of our postal stream, if you will. It will help us to keep that out of the country by mail. We've had other legislation earlier to keep it out at the border. It never is 100%, but it helps. We scale up treatment in this program, this bill for education, treatment, and prevention and treatment of opioids. We allow bigger capacity for treatment centers to have more beds. There used to be a limit on the number of beds. And last, the one I'm maybe most proud of is Dayton, Ohio, is doing something really interesting called Bridget's Path, named after the Irish Saint Bridget, who was the saint of newborn babies. And they have a special program that will save major amounts of taxpayer dollars and help babies born of addicted mothers live healthier lives. And there are two in the country, Dayton and Huntington, West Virginia, and we got these set up in a way they will get qualified for Medicaid, and we will see more of those around the country saving, instead of kids going to neonatal intensive care units, NICU units, much more expensive. They'll go to places like Bridget's Path for treatment with their parents.
Talking to Senator Sherrod Brown this morning. Of course, it's coming up on a busy weekend with the confirmation in the U.S. Supreme Court for that. You've been through a number of these nominations. Where does this one sit in your mind of how this procedure is going?
Well, of all the nominees that I voted on, yes or no, this one is the first one that just doesn't have the judicial temperament. I mean, the way he lost his temper, the way he called people names, the way he was so partisan. I've not heard a Republican or a Democratic nominee do any of those things, even ones I disagreed with or ones I agreed with. And I've never seen a judge like that. That's a concern. But I opposed him earlier after meeting with him, because it's clear he, in his career and I think in the future, he puts his thumb on the scale and of justice in supporting large corporations that outsource jobs over workers and in supporting Wall Street over consumers. I'm very concerned about his views on health care, that he seems to think it's a good thing to allow the insurance companies the opportunity, if you will, to cancel coverage of somebody with pre-existing conditions. And, you know, to 100,000 people in Lorain County have pre-existing condition. And if Kavanaugh has his way on the court, or the president has his way on legislation, you could see the pre-existing condition protections just go away. And I don't think people's insurance should be canceled because they're asthmatic or because they once had cancer or because they have Parkinson's.
You going to find any time on Friday to check out the Indians and Astros?
Well, it's an afternoon game Friday afternoon. We'll see. I mean, we will be voting on Friday. I'll probably be coming home right after that. I'm not sure. But, yeah, of course they play the Yankees-Red Sox at prime time, and the Indians play in the middle of the afternoon. But that's what the powers that be in Major League Baseball choose, of course.
Right, even though the Astros are the defending World Series
champions.
Yeah,
there's that, but it's the Yankees. It's always the Yankees and the Red Sox. But
absolutely.
Senator, could be a good series, though.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing.
All right, for sure. Thanks.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us here this morning, talking a little bit of what's happening in Washington and things that are moving forward on the legislative end.